We all know that what we read can have a profound influence in our lives. Knowledge is a powerful force. But imagine if we couldn't read. Before Christ came into the world, few people could read. Therefore, it was the prophets and the priests who brought God's word to the people. And most were stunned at what they heard. As the priest Ezra in the first reading reads the law of God to the men and women and children in a way that they could all understand, the reaction was surprising. For all the people were weeping as they heard the word of the law. They were possibly weeping because they were amazed at hearing God's law for the first time in their lives. The prophet Ezra tells them, "Do not be sad, do not weep, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." In St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he tells them and us that we are all baptized into one body, and that body is Christ. Paul tells us, if one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part is honored, all the parts share its joy. An example of how we experience suffering as the body of Christ is the current abuse scandal within the church. We all suffer as the church grapples with this horrible tragedy. We must all be brave, that as we reflect on this serious issue, that it does not negatively affect our personal relationship with Christ our Lord. We must keep our eyes and our hearts focused on Christ, and that our prayers are that we allow God to conform our hearts to His image, and to help us discover His will throughout this serious scandal. When Jesus came home to Nazareth, He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and read from the scroll of Isaiah, announcing what He has come to do: to bring glad tidings to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and let the oppressed go free. The Spirit that came upon Jesus also came upon the church. Jesus came to bring us joy. In John 16:24, Jesus tells us, "Ask and you will receive, and your joy may be complete." In our world today, some might not trust joy. Some may see joy as false hope. But if we look at ourselves seriously, then the burden to bring joy into the world in the face of adversity falls on us as the body of Christ. We have become a society that usually trusts only in what we can see before us. So our testimony is vital to bring peace into the world and into our own community. Remember Ezra telling the people in the first reading, "Do not be sad and do not weep, for rejoicing in the Lord must be your strength." This is a challenge for all of us, but it's a challenge that we can handle, because rejoicing in the Lord is our strength as the body of Christ. We are not alone, because as the body of Christ, we are never alone. When we fully comprehend this spiritual strength, we have reason for joy, many reasons to rejoice, especially God's gift to us of our Christian faith, a truly life-saving reason to rejoice. And it's through this rejoicing that we can find our strength, knowing that Christ is always with us. And it is then that we move forward and do the work that Christ calls us to do. Remember what Christ came on this earth to do. We are not able to bring sight to the blind, or set prisoners free, or bring joy to the poor in the same way that Jesus did. But we can do it our way. It's amazing how a smile or a kind compliment can make the difference in someone's life. Volunteering with organizations, schools, our Queen's Parish, food pantries, Habitat for Humanity, Catholic Charities, the list goes on and on. And many of us do this without the thought that we do this as the body of Christ. And it is through this intimate relationship that the work of Christ is carried out. We are sisters and brothers in Christ. And as one body working side by side through Christ, we bring joy to others. Through the Eucharist that we receive, let us be grateful for what we have been so generously given, which brings glad tidings of Christ's presence to those who need us.